Our next case, 13-1770, Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District versus the Bath Township, Ohio et al. For the appellant, Mr. Wallach.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Mark Wallach from the firm of Thacker Martinsic. I'm here representing the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District, the appellant. With me at the council table are my colleagues, Matt Kucharson and Molly Drake from Calfee, Halter & Griswold. The 8th District Court of Appeals decision in this case, their majority opinion, is a pure example of judicial activism at its worst. Judges writing their policy preferences into the law rather than impartially applying the law according to its original and unambiguous meaning. The entire Court of Appeals majority opinion is based on an obviously faulty reading of the statutory definition of wastewater. Because of that apparently deliberate misreading of Ohio Revised Code 6119.011K, the rest of the 8th District's opinion reaches results which are both wrong and absurd. The fee which the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District proposes to charge to finance its regional stormwater management program is authorized by Chapter 6119 when the proper definition of wastewater is applied, since it is a charge for the use or services of a water resource project or for any benefit conferred thereby. The statute does not require that such a charge be in any particular form, and the impervious surface-based charge adopted by the district is the fairest and most widely used way to pay for stormwater management in the United States, much fairer than the property tax urged by appellee. The Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District stormwater management program is not only permitted by prior court orders affecting the district and its powers, but it is mandated by those orders.
Counsel, if we go back to those orders over here, if we go back to Judge McMonagle's order, 1975.
Yes, Your Honor.
Wasn't there a denial of a request to add storm sewers in 1975? So what's different here?
No, Your Honor, there was no such denial. The district this has nothing to do with adding storm sewers. This program is about doing two kinds of work. One is building capital projects to allow the stormwater system to work. The stormwater system is nothing more than a system of storm sewers that dump water into streams and rivers, and those streams and rivers in Northeast Ohio end up dumping the water into Lake Erie. So what this is really about is Lake Erie.
Or this is the stormwater equal to wastewater?
Stormwater is one of the components of wastewater. Wastewater includes, as the statute says, it includes stormwater, and it includes other water that's contaminated.
But this is not the contaminated
water. Well, Your Honor, in all stormwater, by the time it gets into the system, is contaminated with something. Because stormwater, once it flows along driveways and roofs and the ground, picks up all kinds of contaminants. But indeed, the statutory definition doesn't require that it be contaminated.
Counsel, you know, I went to law school because I didn't want to be an engineer. But if I read the 8th District Court of Appeals correctly, are they suggesting we need to have two different storm or two different sewer districts, one for semi-clean water and one for dirty water?
Pretty close to that, Your Honor.
Wow.
I think that in order to carry out the 8th District's definition of wastewater appropriately, the district would have to stop treating sewage anytime it wasn't raining, because it suggests that stormwater has to be mixed with sewage in order to be treated under that definition, which is absurd, and it's certainly not what the statute says.
Well, if we can go back to the statute.
Yes, Your Honor.
It says wastewater means any storm water and any water containing sewage,
yes,
et cetera.
Correct.
So your view is if you say this plus this, you get storm water plus everything else, or you want the opposite of that? You want us to separate out, it can be either storm water or...
As I think the statute says pretty clearly, wastewater includes storm water. And wastewater includes water that's been contaminated with various pollutants.
To get to that,
yes.
To make this really simple, wouldn't we have to make that and or?
No, Your Honor. It's an inclusive and. And that kind of inclusive and is used throughout the statutory system of Ohio. It's used in dozens and dozens of statutes. You don't need to say it includes stormwater. And by the way, it also includes water. In fact, if you try and read the sentence the way that the appellees contend it should be read and the way the 8th District has been read, the second use of the word water in the sentence is completely superfluous. Because, let me pull out the statutory definition right here. 6119.011K. Wastewater means any stormwater and any water containing sewage or industrial waste. Well, why do you need the second word water unless you're talking about two separate kinds of water? You're talking about stormwater and any water containing waste.
Would you read that again?
Yes, indeed, Your Honor. Wastewater means any stormwater and any water containing sewage or industrial waste. The right. Second water becomes totally superfluous if you read it the way that the 8th District read it, which was a nonsensical reading.
Well, counsel, in the practical real world,
yes,
there's been an ongoing effort to try to get communities to separate stormwater.
Absolutely.
That historically, in many communities, maybe all originally, the stormwater went right in with the sewage. And the end result was every time you got a big rain, the plants were overwhelmed and you dumped raw sewage.
Still true today.
Into the streams. So there's been an ongoing effort to separate.
Indeed.
These two. So that's, but you think the Court of Appeals went off the rails when?
Completely.
In exactly where did they go off the rails?
They went off the rails by saying that Chapter 6119, and we're not talking now just about one definition, we're talking about a whole chapter of the revised code. That Chapter 6119 does not permit a district formed under that section, under that chapter of the code, to treat or to manage or to handle stormwater unless it's somehow mixed with sewage. That's what the 8th District said, which makes no sense at all. Indeed, the whole point of the district's program is to treat stormwater separately in such a way as to limit the amount of stormwater that gets into the system, the sewage treatment system, because the last thing in the world anybody wants, and those of us who live in Northeast Ohio know that every time it rains hard now, there's a little band that goes across the bottom of the television screen that says flash flood warning. Right? We live in an area that is so overdeveloped now, there's so much impervious surface, that when it rains hard, stormwater hits the pavement, hits the roofs, flows fast into the system, overloads the system. And in many places, that overloaded system, where there is a combined sewer system, causes sewer overflows and causes waste to be discharged into the lake. It's not a good situation at all.
But the question is, who gets to manage that? And if the purpose of the sewer district was to manage sewage, then this stormwater would be outside.
The purpose of the sewer district, as was stated from the beginning, is to manage wastewater. And to go back to that order of Judge McMonagle in 1975 that you mentioned, Your Honor, here's what Judge McMonagle said to the sewer district in 1975. The district shall develop a detailed integrated capital improvements plan for regional management of wastewater collection and storm drainage designed to identify a capital improvement program for the solution of all intercommunity drainage problems, both storm and sanitary, in the district. It
but
couldn't
that,
be much clearer.
That, to me, sounds like a planning.
Yes, indeed.
A planning that's what the district organization, has been doing. But not necessarily an organization that can develop a $40 million or tens of millions of dollars that needs to be spent and fees that have to be imposed. So
Your Honor, where
does the fee authority come from?
The fee authority comes from a different provision of 6119. 6119.06W, which says, such district may charge, alter, and collect rentals and other charges for the use or services of any water resource project as provided in Section 611909. And the definition of water resource project, which is in 611911G, says that a water project or water resource project means any wastewater facility or water management facility acquired, constructed, or operated by a regional water and sewer district, or to be acquired, constructed, or operated by a regional water and sewer district. That's what 6119 districts are.
Does the district have any of its own facilities?
Oh, sure.
But those are facilities that you're looking out. We're going to project into the future. This is what we want to be built, and we're going to create the fees for those.
Your Honor, in fact, until this program was shut down after the Court of Appeals decision, the district waited until the trial court, after a three-week trial, held that this program was legal and appropriate, started operations under it, and operated for about 9 months before the Court of Appeals decision shut it down. And in that time, the district was already putting in maintenance programs to clear culverts, for example, that get blocked. The problem is the municipalities in Northeast Ohio, many of them don't have any incentive to deal with this problem because they're on the high ground. For example, the city of Beechwood, which has been one of the major opponents here, is in some of the highest land in Cuyahoga County. They don't have a stormwater problem. It all runs down into South Euclid and Shaker Heights. So they don't have to deal with it. So they want to know why is there a problem. But for the district as a whole, stormwater moves toward the lake. And as the cities and villages toward the lake hit that water, they can't control it. They don't have the resources, and they don't have the engineering ability, Your Honor, to be able to stop that water because it's coming at them.
Mr. Wallach, you've told us about the sewer district's creation, and this came about in January of 2010. Is that right?
I'm sorry?
The sewer district board of trustees amended the code for a stormwater management code and created the stormwater management program in January of 2010.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Who was managing this water prior to January of 2010?
Nobody was. The water is, each suburb is doing, has its own storm sewers, Your Honor, and those storm sewers collect the water, get
well,
it off the streets.
You've answered Justice French's questions, yes, by suggesting that Judge George McMonigle's order, mm-hmm, gave you that authority.
Certainly did.
So you thought you had it in 1973, but nothing's been done with this?
That's not true at all, Your Honor.
Well, wait a minute.
One of the first things that the district did after
it
was created.
Could you try to answer my questions? Because we're on a limited time here.
Sure.
All right. No one was managing this before 2010, you said. Am I right?
Nobody is managing regional stormwater problems. That's correct.
Okay.
Nobody's doing it today.
Is there a conservancy district for Cuyahoga County?
If not that I know of, Your Honor.
There isn't.
If it is, it isn't doing anything about stormwater management. Nobody is doing this. In fact, the county was asked in the middle of this litigation whether the county wanted to take over control of this problem, and the county declined to do so. Nobody is doing it.
But the county and the conservancy district would have authority. They do have authority under the statute.
Your Honor, there are many kinds of districts under the code that would have the authority to deal with this. It's just that right now, nobody is. And the problem is getting worse and worse every year.
Does the
Counsel, the problem is in paragraph 44 of this opinion, where the quote is incorrectly stated. Is that the point? Because they state that under K, wastewater means any stormwater containing sewage or other pollutants, and they totally disregard the definition, which was any stormwater and any water containing sewage. Everything flows from that mistake.
That's
would
true.
You say?
Yes. Okay. The court copied from another Court of Appeals decision, which attempted to summarize and summarized improperly the statutory definition. And the court treated that mistaken transcription as if it were accurate instead of looking at the statute. So I agree with you. That is precisely where the problem comes from.
To go back to what I was trying to get to now, the county has authority to do this. Is that right?
The county certainly has authority if it wanted to exercise it, yes.
Okay. And do you have authority to levy a tax to do this?
If the district had desired to, it could have put a property tax on the ballot to pay for such a program. The district has the taxing power, but it has to be with a vote.
The sewer district has.
Sewer district, that's right. Sewer district has eminent domain powers.
So how can the sewer district levy a tax without that vote.
It doesn't, and this isn't a tax, Your Honor. This is a charge that's specifically authorized by 6119.
And who's paying the charge?
The people who benefit from the charge are the ones who are paying for it.
And who are they?
The people whose properties stormwater is running off of, and in fact, there's...
Is that every resident of the whole district, sewer district?
It's every resident who has impervious surface. For example, if you had a farm that had no impervious surface, you would pay no fee.
So everybody with a driveway, a sidewalk, a gutter system...
Roof.
That's
right.
They pay a fee.
That's right. And the residential customers pay a fee that's it's set up in three categories, sort of small, medium, and large, because there's so many of them.
And who regulates that fee or who authorized it?
The board of the sewer district authorized that. After conducting years of studies, hundreds of meetings.
And what is it on a homeowner?
It's $5-$6 a month.
$6?
$5 or $6 a month. Yeah, it could be a little more, a little less if you're a smaller house. It's more if you're a bigger house.
It's under $100 a year.
That's absolutely
right.
What
is the extent of the coverage area?
It's the area that's served by the sewer district, which is a somewhat
counties.
Patchwork area based on the way it was set up by Judge McMonagle.
And how many counties?
There's people in Cuyahoga County. There's a little bit in Medina County. There's a little bit in Lake County. And there's a little bit in Summit County. So it's sort of it moves around a little. Different communities have joined the district over time because they want the services that the district has. And that's really one of the essential factors here. All the districts, all the cities and villages that are part of the district have joined the district and have submitted themselves to the district's authority because they wanted the services that were available to them.
So the management is going to be taken over, if you prevail, by the sewer district. And, for example, in the runoff, is that going to cause the Rocky River flooding and the ice flow problems that they have in the Rocky River into Lake Erie every spring? Is that going to be alleviated by this project, in your view?
Your Honor, the flooding problems throughout the district will be alleviated because
And what liability are you incurring for failure in that regard?
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, if you're assuming the responsibility and the right to do that, is there a corresponding duty to do it properly, and are you accepting liability for not doing it properly?
Your Honor, first of all, we're not assuming any responsibility. The legislature specifically, in its amendments in 1971 to 6119, the legislature specifically passed those amendments, and I think you'll find if you look at the City of Cleveland's amicus brief that there's a specific quote from the Legislative Service Report. Unlike the usual situation, we actually have legislative history here. And the legislative history shows that the legislature passed those amendments to give 6119 districts the authority to deal with stormwater problems. Right? And so this isn't something that we're assuming. This is something the legislature deliberately chose to give the districts. What we're going to do is we're going to attempt to improve the flow of the district. We're going to do it by building retention basins to slow down the flow of water in storms. We're going to do it by clearing out culverts and streams that are blocked right now so that the water will flow better. Generally, about half of this program is maintenance, and the other half of the program is capital improvements.
And how long is that envisioned will take for the mission to be accomplished?
The district has a list of projects in hand that probably would cost $200 million to complete over time, and there's plenty of other problems that haven't even been sufficiently come up with. One of the things that this program was going to do.
So this is the tip of the iceberg in order to develop an infrastructure that will allow for the free flow of this water to get to Lake Erie unpolluted, and properties won't be flooded in communities.
That's exactly right.
But
Don.
You don't have a timeline on how this is going to happen.
Well, what's going to happen is right away when the program's allowed to go forward, projects will start to be done and things will be improved. How much they'll be improved and how much time it'll take to get... there was no problem here before there were buildings. The rivers and streams handled the stormwater very nicely before people started putting up driveways and roofs and things. And now that they have, it's the water flow, more water flows because it isn't absorbed by the grass and the fields, and it flows faster because if you ever watched water go down your driveway, it goes down a lot faster than it goes down your front lawn.
What's the annual amount of money being collected?
Well, it's an estimate, Your Honor. The estimate was it would be somewhere in the range of $35 to $38 million. About half of that would be used for maintenance projects, and about half of that would be used for capital projects.
And Council, it all sounds great. All of what you said just sounds like a wonderful plan. The question is whether you have the authority to impose those kinds of fees.
That's
and
correct.
Under what authority would you be able to do it without a court order? Or would your client be able to do it without a court order?
Your Honor, as I indicated, there are two sections in 6119 that specifically authorize a 6119 district to charge for the use or services of a water resource project or any benefit conferred thereby. And so we rely entirely on the statute here.
So is there any limit? That's to get to the heart of my concern,
yes.
I see no limits on your authority given the way you've described it.
Well, Your Honor, there's two kinds of limits. One kind of limit is the political process. All the members of the sewer district board have been appointed there by elected officials.
So they're appointed by elected officials,
that's right.
But they're not elected officials
themselves. Well,
actually,
several of them are also elected officials, but that's incidental.
But they're not appointed to be on the district. I mean, they're not elected to be on the district.
They're appointed by the Cuyahoga County mayors and managers. They're appointed by the county itself, and they're appointed by the city of Cleveland. And that was what was set up by Judge McMonagle to start with. So that makes them exquisitely responsive to the political process. Every time they raise rates, it is covered widely, everybody hears about it, and the people who put them there are in a very good position to say, you're going too far, slow it down, and that's exactly what happens. So the political process is the number one check. The other check is that if the district were using a methodology to determine what the rates should be that was irrational or unconstitutional, then it can be challenged in court. But in this case, there are 10 years of studies. The district's been doing stormwater control measures ever since it was formed. The largest dam in Cuyahoga County was built by the district within the first few years of its existence. That's purely a stormwater control measure. It has nothing to do with sewage. The district has been running studies on the nature of the stormwater project for over 10 years and has spent millions of dollars having them studied in detail and bringing in the top consultants in the country to figure out the best way and the fairest way to allocate those costs. And the trial court, if you go back to the trial court findings in this case, after a three-week trial, the trial court found that the district's methodology made sense, that it was rational, that it followed the best engineering practices, and that it was the most widely used and fairest method for apportioning responsibility for stormwater problems, was to go to what caused the stormwater problems, which is namely the impervious surface. So, Your Honor, there's nothing anywhere that prevents government from charging for services under a number of statutes. 6119 is only one of them.
Concert. But aren't they charging for services to those desiring the use of those services?
Your Honor,
doesn't that what it says?
No, it doesn't.
6119-09?
No, it doesn't say anything about desiring the use. In fact, Your Honor, you've been getting billed for sewage for years, okay, for sewage treatment. And you've never actually had to say you wanted that sewage treatment services. You just have to flush your toilet and you get service, all right? The utility systems do not depend on an individual contractual relationship between the customer and the utility.
6119-09 says a regional water sewer district may charge, alter, collect
yes.
rents, et cetera.
Right.
For the use of services of water project or any benefit.
That's what it
with
says.
One or more persons or more political subdivisions desiring the use of services thereof, may fix the terms, conditions, rentals, or other charges.
Your Honor, you've gone on to read the second part of that statute, which talks about doing service by contract. It is also possible for a district to enter into contracts for service.
I asked you.
Well, it's possible.
Are there such contracts?
There are none for stormwater.
Have any of the municipalities or political subdivisions asked for these services?
Absolutely.
Have any asked to be excluded?
There are a number of them that have opposed the fee, but none of them.
I'm sorry, what?
There are several who have said that they don't want to pay the fee. There's nobody who said they don't want the services. Everybody wants the services. The services are. This isn't something that's being forced on these municipalities. We've told them any city that doesn't want us to build a project in their city, we won't build it. Right. This is a benefit that's being provided. This isn't something that's being stuffed down their throat.
Well, it's a benefit that's being provided, but the taxpayers or the property owners instead are paying for it.
Absolutely.
All right, and there are communities that object to their taxpayers being billed for this service, and those comprise the amici here.
Well, the appellees, actually. The appellees in this case include eight cities and municipalities out of the 56 members who are objecting to this to the program.
Okay.
That's correct.
And these presumably, because I noticed Beechwood is one of them?
I bet it is.
Well, I mean, you said that Beechwood doesn't have a problem. They're the cause of the problem.
That's right.
Okay. But nonetheless, their citizens are still going to be tagged with this less than $100 per year fee if they have a driveway, a roof, et cetera.
And, Your Honor, this court has held repeatedly for many years that when you have a regional district that is dealing with a regional problem, the fact that a particular individual or group of individuals may not see any benefit to a particular project doesn't relieve them of the obligation to pay for it. And that's exactly the situation we have here. In earlier litigation, it was the city of Cleveland that was objecting to paying.
All right, let me ask, do any of these communities provide their own culvert cleaning? And so they're saying to you, we don't need your services. We keep our, we keep the pathways for this water clean and free-flowing. So we're not your problem.
And Beechwood, again, is a perfect example, Your Honor. They have a wonderful system. Their water flows very well downhill onto everybody else. So they don't have a problem. That's absolutely right. The question is, should they be relieved?
But are there other communities that do have a problem, but they deal with it themselves with their road crews and their engineering departments, and they figure out how to do this without your help? Thank you very much.
Your Honor, that's exactly the point of this program. We are not proposing to deal with local storm sewers. This district has nothing to do with local efforts.
This is a bigger plan that when it leaves, for example, Strongsville, then you're going to be dealing with it. But you're not coming into Strongsville or Beechwood or whatever and doing things.
Here's the issue. This district is defined for the purposes of stormwater management. We're only going to deal with bodies of water that drain at least 300 acres, all right? So the little stream that's running through the bottom of your property probably won't have anything to do with a district.
Even though it floods.
That's right. That's not going to be we're not purporting to take any responsibility for the local system. But for the bigger culverts and rivers and streams that are draining 300 acres or more, nobody is adequately dealing with them, and that's because the cities and the villages can't afford to.
Council, let me ask as to the fee structure that you have here. In putting that together, is there any carve-out for folks who do, we have this going on with solar, people are doing their own electricity. So if you have a cistern, or if you're a bigger property and you build your own retention pond so that you hold back the water, is there a carve-out for that?
Yes, there is, Your Honor. There is a whole credit program that allows any property owner, whether residential or commercial, who wants to reduce their fee to get a reduction up to 100%. Now, it won't be economically sensible for most people to spend the money, because again, the fee isn't very big. You're talking about $65, $70 a year for somebody.
Well, but some people want to have rain barrels and cisterns.
If you have rain barrels, if you have rain gardens, if you disconnect your downspouts from the system, you get credits, and for every property owner, it is possible to get credits that add up to 100% of the fee. So anybody who really, for example, if you're an industrial user and you're going to pay a big fee. The people who pay the biggest fees under this system are going to be like Ford Motor Company with huge parking lots and huge plants with full of impervious surface, all right? And you don't see them here, by the way, objecting, because they know that the system needs to be handled. But if they wanted to stop, they could build their own retention basins, collect all the water on site, and see to it that at the time of a storm, no water flowed into the system, and they wouldn't pay any fee. So but it's a question of whether that makes sense. In fact, the district's fee is low enough that it won't make sense for most people to do enough to get 100% credit. But a lot of people had already started applying for credits before the system was shut down to get 25 or 50% credits for things like rain barrels, which you can get a credit for. So indeed, people have the ability, if they want to opt out of the system, all they have to do is find a way to keep their rainwater when it's a thunderstorm and the city's flooding.
If you created a structure that provided significant incentive, you could probably correct much of this problem much faster.
We hope so.
With self-help.
We hope it'll happen, Your Honor. We would love to see the flows reduced because the flows are a problem for the sewer district on its sewage treatment side. Because when it rains really hard, there are still enough combined sewers that gets into those sewage plants, you can knock out a sewage plant.
Is there a carve-out for a political subdivision?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Is there a carve-out for a political subdivision?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, we're not dealing with the subdivisions. We're dealing with the people who own the property, who have impervious surface on it. Those are our customers. And those are the people who, if they want to be taken out of the system, we'll have to figure out. And by the way, there's a whole staff at the sewer district to help people figure out how to get credits and how to put in rain barrels and other kinds of things at home that will cut down their fee if anybody wants to try and do that. And there are a lot of environmentally responsive people who want to do that. So the district has every intention of working to reduce the problem either through what the district does or through what individual landowners.
Counsel, I guess we've been on this pretty long, but I'm looking at paragraph 62 of the Court of Appeals, and I don't understand it. 611909 gives you the authority as an entity to charge fees for services provided. Mm-hmm. Are we here today because the 8th District says you can collect stormwater, but you may not charge us for that service?
Oh, no, it's much worse than that, Your Honor. The 8th District said you can't even manage stormwater.
No.
The 8th District's decision goes much further than any reasonable reading of the statute could take you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Counsel? Mr. Nalbanian?
Thank you, Your Honor. Chief Justice O'Connor, and may it please the Court. My name is John Nalbandian, and I'm here on behalf of the Joint Community Appellees. One point I'd like to make at the outset, and I won't belabor it because I think the Court is familiar with it, but this sewer district is a creature of statute.
Could you pull the microphone up? I can't hear you, Mr.
Okay, I'm sorry, Your Honor. Is this okay? This sewer district is a creature of statute, and of course, we're looking for express grants of power. You've got a clear statement rule essentially here, and any doubt about whether the district has that power has to be resolved against it. That's kind of an overarching point, and I think we ought to make it clear, and the Court of Appeals said that as well.
Counsel, if I may then, can we stay with my last question then?
Sure.
Is that what this case is about, that you're suggesting, or the 8th District is suggesting, they may not collect, treat, or dispose of stormwater?
No, Your Honor. This case is not about the treatment of water, of sewage. This case is about managing stormwater.
That's why I use the term storm water.
Okay.
Are you saying they do not have the authority to collect, treat, and dispose of storm water?
No, Your Honor. No. The way this system is built, most, if not all, of the city of Cleveland, for example, is a combined sewer. It's one pipe with storm water and sewer water. And we've always said that the sewer district can address stormwater problems as they affect their core mission, which
I understand that. I guess because I'm from that area, my daughters shop in Beechwood a lot. Beechwood seems to be taking a pretty bad rap here today, that they're generating all this clean stormwater. Where is it supposed to go and who's supposed to manage it after it leaves Beechwood?
The stormwater flows into the local systems, into the streams, the rivers, and into Lake Erie.
And into the sewers in South Euclid.
And in some areas with combined sewers, there may be situations where, yes, there's stormwater in the combined sewer. But so this program...
So is it the 8th District's position, therefore, that the rainwater that starts in Beechwood is not Beechwood's problem after it leaves Beechwood?
No, Your Honor. All of the local communities manage and deal with stormwater and storm sewers. Their storm sewers take their stormwater into the rivers into the streams, into the to the water courses that are part of the storm
into
system.
Into the adjoining communities.
Yes, in some cases, yes. If there's a
in all cases.
If there's certainly if there's a river.
There's certainly no pipe that goes from Beechwood to Lake Erie, is there?
I don't believe there is, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, so your position is that you cannot charge Beechwood for the treatment of that water as it leaves Beechwood.
Your Honor, I wouldn't say I'd take issue with whether the water is actually being treated or not. This case is not about treatment. This case is not about.
I'm not talking about treatment. I'm talking about storms. Happens. Probably will happen this afternoon.
There is no power to enact a regional stormwater program. That was the 8th District's finding, and that is certainly our position.
Counsel, when you take a look at the statutes, just the definitional sections, because that's the concern I have with the Court of Appeals opinion.
Okay.
In paragraph 44, would you agree that the quotation regarding the definition of wastewater is incorrect? I understand they were quoting from a different district, but that's actually not what Kay says.
I think there's probably a missing ellipsis there, Your Honor.
Right. I mean, a very big part that says or and wastewater or water, the three words that they're missing there.
I don't think the omission is material, Your Honor, and here's why.
I do.
The way K is constructed, it's a parallel construction. You have a noun, and a modifying phrase. And what we're saying is that phrase modifies both of those nouns, any stormwater and any water.
Containing sewage.
Well, right, that's the modifying
phrase. I mean, as I understand it, you've got wastewater, which can be stormwater or sewage water. I mean, the two. So if you look at it that way, the statute is covering wastewater. You look at F and G, which talk about wastewater resource projects, and if you look at the statute, it seems that the statute would cover a program such as this, just by definition.
I disagree, Your Honor, and let me give you a couple reasons why. First of all, with respect to the definition of wastewater, our position is that, and this is what the Court of Appeals said, any stormwater and any water containing sewage, et cetera, meaning any stormwater containing sewage.
It doesn't say that, though, in the statute.
I'm just saying the way that the statute is constructed grammatically, noun, modifying phrase, this would be a situation where the modifying phrase naturally modifies both the first noun and the second noun.
The second noun.
Okay, I mean,
there are
certainly some situations.
So you think it's stormwater, it should be stormwater containing sewage or industrial waste, and also any water containing sewage and industrial waste.
Yes.
That's how you would read it.
Yes.
Okay, but in reality, those are two different types of water. You have stormwater that is coming from the sky onto your roof, down your driveway, and goes into a stream. It doesn't touch your septic system. It doesn't touch your sewer system. It is not contaminated with sewage or industrial waste.
Which is why the statute makes it clear that wastewater is that stormwater when it's mixed with waste.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I don't see that as having to mean that it has to be mixed with water, with waste. Wastewater means any stormwater. And any water you flush, out of your toilet and goes into the system containing sewage or industrial waste, if it's an industrial plant, et cetera. There's two separate types of water that are commingled in some communities. And that is the problem for the treatment in those communities.
Right. Exactly, Your Honor. That's precisely why the definition makes it clear that stormwater mixed with waste is wastewater, just like any water mixed with waste is wastewater. And when you have a combined sewer, a sewer district can treat that. That's what they're empowered to do.
What do you do with stormwater that isn't mixed with waste?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
What do you do with stormwater that isn't mixed with waste?
What do you mean?
With sewage. What do you do with stormwater?
It's stormwater. It's water that gets managed by a local conservancy district or by a...
Is that happening in Cuyahoga County?
Not that I'm aware of.
So it's not being managed. So you've got
It is being managed by the local system.
All right, and I mean, what happens when it leaves the local system? Because it is making its way towards the lake.
Right.
Okay, so it leaves one community. It's flowing through a culvert or, some sort of drainage system.
Right.
And then it goes into another community, and that community has to deal with their stormwater plus upstream stormwater?
Right.
And that's okay.
The water flows the way it flows, the way it's always flowed. I mean,
well, apparently it's not always doing so unencumbered and not creating problems. What I hear from the appellant is that it's creating problems along the way. Flooding.
Certainly, Your Honor, there are flooding issues in Northeast Ohio, just like there are in the rest of Ohio.
Well, I understand that, but they're trying to do something about it. That's what this whole case is about.
And I'm not. The motive may be pure. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that the statute has to be clear about who can do this and what entities are able and have the explicit power to do this and to charge a fee for it.
Counsel, I'm trying to get also, I didn't become an engineer because I didn't want to be one. I didn't become an English professor because I didn't want to be one. But isn't this statute very clear that wastewater is stormwater? Isn't the statute clear?
As long as it's mixed with sewage, yes.
Well, I have to get rid of the word and just pretend it's not written there?
I don't think so, Your Honor.
I thought that the definition is wastewater is stormwater, number one, and water mixed with sewage. Am I missing something?
The construction that seems more natural, especially in the context of this entire provision, this is a sewer district, not a water district under 6119. So its primary mission is to collect, dispose of, and treat wastewater.
Right.
Well, sewers is, a word that, what does sewers mean to you? You say sewage, but clean water and polluted water, and we'll just call it that, all flow through sewers. It's a sewer district, right?
Yes, it is. But the statutory purpose of this sewer district is to collect, treat, and dispose of wastewater.
Even though clean water goes through sewers, and it's called the Regional Water and Sewer Districts. Sewers are the means of the transportation of this liquid.
I agree, Your Honor, but there's a difference between, there are two separate kinds of districts that are set up by Chapter 6119, sewer districts and water districts.
Right.
Sewer districts have as their purpose
the disposal of the water.
Of wastewater. And when you look at the things that sewer districts do, and when you look at this sewer district, when it was set up in 1972, it was to treat raw sewage that was being otherwise pumped into Lake Erie. I mean, that was the mission of this organization. And now they're taking on another mission. I mean, the Court of Appeals said they were redefining their own existence. That's what this case is about.
Is there a water district for Northeast Ohio?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So there's not a water district, and there's not a conservancy district?
Not that I know of.
So is there any entity that you do know of that is taking care of stormwater, as you define it, at the moment? In these areas,
the local communities have
each local community is doing.
They have
it.
Very and these are extensive systems. They're spending millions of dollars a year on their own systems, taxing their citizens to pay for their systems. I mean, that's one of the objections that these communities have to this regional system is that it's going to divert funds that they could use to manage
it. How does it affect the entities that are represented here because the tax, or the, excuse me, not the tax, but the fee here, is levied on the property owner, and it's not on the community, the government of these local entities, right? Unless they're a surface owner.
Right, unless they have to pay the fee directly, yes.
Right.
Well, I think any time an elected official feels like their constituents are being treated unjustly, it affects them.
Well, do we have, you know, like taxpayers or constituents that are a part of this litigation?
We
here?
Have property owners who have objective.
Okay.
Objected. Yes.
Counsel, the objection is to the assessment of this particular fee, correct?
This impervious surface fee, right. Yes.
There is no objection. So these same property owners are serviced by this entity for purposes of handling the sewage, right?
Right.
And if the entity decided to make our system work better, we're gonna separate or try to separate out the stormwater, but connected the fees all to. It's all about sewage instead of being about stormwater. Would you have a claim at that point? Are you following me? That if they said, we're a sewer district, we're concerned with sewage, and we need more money, and some of the way we're going to handle our sewage are to do some of the same things that they plan to do with this money, but they put the charge all based on the way they charge for the service for sewage.
Are you saying could they enact an impervious surface fee as part of their sewage treatment program?
Right.
I don't believe so under the charter, Your Honor. I think under the charter for this particular organization, the only direct charge that's authorized to consumers, to customers, are sewage rates. So I don't believe, and putting aside whether it would be permissible under the statute, which I also don't think it would be.
Okay, so it's the way, I mean, we can argue about where this money's going to end up in terms of what the projects are going to be taken care of, but it's this particular method of raising money that you feel they have no authority to do.
This particular method with this program, yes, Your Honor, doesn't meet the statutory definition of being a rental or other charge for use of a water resource project, nor is it, and I want to emphasize too that there are separate arguments under the specific charter here. I know Justice French pointed out the planning provision that I don't think authorizes any of this program, but we have separate arguments, so I don't think it would be allowed under either the charter or the statute.
So if they bumped up the sewer rates the way they charge for sewage a bunch and spent some of that money on diverting stormwater out of the sewers, that would again violate the charter or the statute?
Your Honor, I think, and I want to be careful about the words here, but if you're talking about keeping stormwater out of the treatment system, okay, yes, they can use the sewage rates to do that, and they have been for 20 years. We don't disagree with that. If you're talking about using the sewage rates to address flooding and erosion problems involving pure stormwater, you say you can't do that.
Thank you.
Are residents being charged by municipalities for regulation of stormwater runoff in your clients' communities?
What do you mean by charge, Your Honor? The residents are taxed, and a lot of these, most of the money that is used to fund local stormwater programs are from the general fund.
I see. So that's going to the general fund in those communities, but the services are being provided in those communities, certain communities. Are some municipalities doing the stormwater runoff on a local basis?
Certainly the cities are addressing stormwater problems. I mean, they are the ones that get the EPA permits. They're the ones that have to comply with the EPA on stormwater and stormwater runoff. So yes, the localities are addressing flooding and erosion problems and are charging their residents for it, yes.
They're charging their residents? Their taxes. That's what the property owners, you know, their taxes go to the city coffers, and the city uses it to manage local water runoff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're not being paid. They're not being charged a fee in addition to their taxes.
Right. Yes, Your Honor. They are not. They are not being charged a specific fee.
So it's a duplication of efforts in some respects. If this were permitted to go forward,
that's your
argument.
Yes.
Thank you. Council, you've used your time. You may take 30 seconds.
Many Ohio cities, including Cincinnati, Columbus, Dayton, Springfield, and Toledo, have their own stormwater utilities for which they charge impervious surface-based fees, contrary to what Council represented. The Ohio legislature in 1971 said specifically that the reason for the amendment to 6119 was to expand regional and water sewer district powers, chiefly to permit a district to undertake water resource development projects such as riverbank stabilization works, flow augmentation projects, and underground water recharge systems for stormwater issues that may or may not include sewage.
And that's the legislative services commentary, and that's in the record.
That's in the record.
Thank you.
And finally, the district is authorized under 6119O11M to operate the following kinds of water management facilities. Facilities for stream flow improvement, dams, reservoirs, and other impoundments. Facilities for the stabilization of stream and river banks, and facilities for the treatment of streams and rivers. That is precisely what this program is about. It is authorized by the statute, as is its charge.
Thank you. We'll take the matter under advisement. Thank you very much. You will be notified of our decision. Marsha, will you call a recess, please?